Hello, and welcome to All I Do Is Fail. I am your host, Tom Elwes, and I'm joined today, as ever, by my co-host, Mr. Ali Woods.
Yo, 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 what's up? We got big news, haven't we, Tom?
Oh, we got big news. It's big. News.
Guys, strap in.
Right? I'm pregnant.
BB. And we don't know who it is. It's going to be me or Tom. It's the father. Me and Tom, we both jacked into a cup. And we gave that to Phoebe.
Bit of a washing machine situation we got going on.
Phoebe was using it to wash her hands and soap at the kitchen sink because there was no water. So just a bit of cum. Just a bit of cum, antibacterial cum, which is another product we've got coming out soon.
Big.
All I do is fail antibacterial cum. But enough of that. It's not that. We've got a big announcement. We're doing a live show.
Another live.
A bloody live show. Do you remember when we had effects like that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
They were good times.
Yeah.
Short-lived times, but times.
Maybe they'll be back for the live.
Maybe.
Who knows? 24th of July. Put it in your calendars that evening. Monday, 24th of July. It's a fantastic thing to look forward to on a Monday evening.
Yeah. Monday in summer. You're not going to have that much going on. Don't go to the gym. Boring.
That's full.
Come party with us.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And it's going to be down here at Big Belly Comedy Club.
Just opposite Vauxhall Station. So on the Victoria Line, it's easy to get home to. It'll be easy, super fun. We're all going to have a good time.
Yeah, lots of transport links. That's the USP of this live show.
Podcast, to be honest.
We're near a rail station. We're talking national rail. We're talking underground. We're talking the best underground line there is, the Victoria Line. Do I need to say any more?
Yeah, sorry? Backdoor to London. Everyone knows that.
What line is better than the Victoria Line? I'm interested.
Isn't the Northern like?
No.
That's Northern. Sweaty,
yeah, but
loud.
Everywhere.
So loud.
The Victoria Line's loud. Sorry, we're trying to sell it. The Victoria Line is perfect.
But honestly, on a separate point, Victoria Line is the best line in London. Everyone knows that. Yeah. So what is your argument?
Anyway, if you come to the
Hammersmith and City.
You are Hammersmith and City. You are insane.
That comes once a month.
God.
That comes once a month, bro.
What? Hammersmith and City.
Pink line.
It's bright. It's bright and airy and
It's nice to be on.
But yeah,
it doesn't exist.
What about the district line? Then?
The district exists as well. Too many stops. The district on it stops 100 meters down the road.
No.
When tourists come up to me and go, excuse me, I'm looking for the Hammersmith and City. I go, good luck, and I walk off.
Yeah, it goes. Everyone knows it goes. It's going. Victoria, Piccadilly, Central, Piccadilly. Northern.
What?
Excuse me?
No.
Piccadilly strong. That goes quick. It goes to a lot of places if you live sort of north.
Piccadilly.
Yeah.
Central
yeah.
is horrible as
where
well.
Where are you going on the Piccadilly line?
Depends where you live in London.
Port Foster's.
So it's where you live.
It's got
if you're northeast, mate, that's how you get to and fro.
You're northeast, mate.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. You don't know.
You don't know anything, you London softy.
The Elizabeth line is the one that really goes to know places that are useful.
No, Elizabeth line's a safe line, Elizabeth line.
But it doesn't get you anywhere.
It feels like you're going to the airport every time. That's what's annoying about the Elizabeth line. You don't chill out on the Elizabeth line. You're sort of like, are we late for something?
It's always empty. There's not many people using it.
Yeah, and they look drab, those people. They don't look... The tube can sometimes be a party.
Yeah.
You get on the central line or something
the
like
Northern
that on a
line.
Friday night.
The
yeah,
Northern
exactly,
line.
The Northern
Thank
line.
You.
Got stop in Old Street. No, Northern line's up there. Don't get me wrong. Victoria line is undisputed, but Northern line's up there.
I'm disputing.
Anyway,
wait,
this is...
What more grounds?
This...
Okay.
Anyway.
This is the quality chat you can come to the live show for, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be debating train lines. You know, it's going to be next level fun.
So if you want tickets, by the time you're listening to us, tickets might already be up. But if they're not up, just put it in your calendar, the 24th of July, that evening. And we will be posting on all the socials, our socials, mine, Tom's. Phoebe's got a couple hundred followers. And and also on the ADIF Pod socials, the link will be there. It'll be easy to get them. And also our patrons will be getting a 20% discount. So thank you very much to all the Patreon piffies. We really appreciate that. And look forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you very much, guys. We look forward to partying with you. That's the most thing. I want to get down. I want to speak to you all. I want to party. I want to hang out. So let's do it.
What was that, Phoebe?
I think that's the date of my first boyfriend's birthday.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
That's the celebration. That's the theme of the podcast, guys. We've got that in early.
Phoebe's first boyfriend's birthday. I'm sure. What does he do now? He just...
We don't
picks mushrooms or something. I don't know.
No, we don't talk anymore after he...
he was at the pyramid stage.
Yeah.
No, he's not actually a hippie.
Oh.
No.
Corporate?
No, more like... Last time I spoke to him, he was more like MMA.
Oh. MMA. Oh. That is a curveball.
Yeah.
We'll get him down. We could three of us fight him. Do you think we could take him, three of us?
Hold him down. You could scratch his eyes. Scratch his eyes.
I think we'd be fine. I could take him. So I think with you guys, it'd be even easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Me and Tom, we could use Phoebe as some sort of like sword.
Oh, as a battering ram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be like a ninja. Like you'd come out of the walls. And
were you ever used as a human battering ram as a kid? I was.
Why? Oh, because you're a big head.
Yeah, my brothers would just wham me into a door. I remember that happening a lot. Yeah, they just literally picked me up and just wham my head into a door. Yeah, they also locked me in a box once for like a long time, like a whole day. Yeah,
youngest brother.
A whole day.
No, me. They just like they said they were doing a magic trick. My older brother and sister, and then it was like a whole day I was in that box. But I'm over it. I'm fine with it.
Were you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Were you like in the box? Like yeah.
I think I probably enjoyed it for the first part when they put me in the box and this magic trick, but not several hours of box time.
Well, there you go, listeners. If you bully your younger brother enough, he could one day turn out to be a moderately successful
comedian. Could be the dream, guys. You're looking at potentially the dream. Yeah. So there we go.
Also, thank you to our Patreon backers as always. They will have heard the story this week of Tom's house breaking.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll save that for worst week here actually. But
I mean, we might take a bit of a review on that. But I've come out today.
Okay. Come on. It's about time.
As a legend. Okay. I've come out today without a belt. You ever have those days,
mate?
Just straight up.
I haven't worn a belt.
You don't wear belts,
mate.
Makes a lot of sense.
How can you do a tuck with a belt? You look like a fool.
A tuck.
If you were to tuck your t-shirt in right now,
yeah,
with a belt, that's some weird dad shit. Without a belt, you're like a cool guy.
I tell you what I used to do at school. I used to have a belt and braces. That's pretty cool, eh?
What?
I didn't understand.
Which you'd wear a belt and braces every day.
So there was a period of time, and then I thought, I don't need the belt anymore, do I? I used to wear a belt. And then in sixth form, because our school was super chill, they were like, hey guys, you don't need to wear school uniform anymore in sixth form. You just have to wear a suit.
Oh, cool.
Super chill school. And so I thought, okay, I might mix this up a bit.
Yeah.
I'll get some braces.
Okay. You'd be like, this is a cool look.
I could go, whoa, every time I did a joke.
Boing. A little Charlie Chaplin hat.
Yeah. And I also got a spinny bow tie.
Yeah, it's good. All good things. Man, that's mad that I've never worn a school uniform, so I don't even know. Primary school, that's it. Because my school was liberal arts hippie.
That's why you come out without a belt.
Yeah, man.
You come out without a belt.
My school was liberal arts hippie, and then sixth form, you didn't have to wear a uniform.
Phoebe, where are you on belts? Is if you're wearing trousers, should you have a belt, or is it not a big?
How big a buckle? How big a buckle is it? Because I wouldn't mind like a cowboy, sort of like a WWE, got almost wrestling size of belt. That'd be good.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you think about belts? What's your view?
I can't ever find one that fits me.
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
Because you're too thin.
Mm.
Oh.
That's
not good.
No.
I think the last belt I actually bought was a sort of probably about 2005 kind of Ed Hardy number. Little bejazzled. Oh.
I could see Tom in some Ed Hardy t-shirts. Full.
Who's Ed Hardy?
You don't.
Oh, you're too young.
Such a loser.
Oh, a loser.
Yeah, they didn't have them in Windsor.
Yeah, you were just stuck with your Hollister and your Jack Wills.
Yeah.
Mate, we're talking sort of dusty, ripped skinny jeans with a nice, clean Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Skull, bejazzled skull. That's good. It's
but
a cool
who
look.
Is this man?
He's a designer, isn't it?
He's a sort of American.
American designer. But the point was they were like douchey t-shirts. It was one of those where they were very in fashion and cool, briefly, and then everyone wore them.
And then they're horrible.
And then it was just like, have you seen I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
You know the sketch where he's like, I used to be a real dick or whatever. Yeah. He's a real shitbag. That's the Ed Hardy t-shirt. For those sort of guys who would all be wearing the similar Ed Hardy t-shirt and they would go down the strip in their jeans.
It's a banging look, but it's gone out of style now. What do people even wear belts-wise? I don't even know what belt fashion is these days.
Well, I really enjoyed the belt fashion of like the seatbelt buckle kind of vibe.
Yeah,
because that's
course,
a pull-along one.
Of course, guys, you were into like
no,
buckle.
No, but like
because it was actually a seatbelt.
Stole
Honda Civic.
Yeah,
2300. I just repurposed it as a belt. Yeah. To be honest, I don't even need clothes.
I like
take ours off.
I was a big fan of the old skateboard belt. You know, the sort of blind skateboard belt, and he could.
What's this?
You remember skateboard belts? It was sort of closed like that, and then you have like a long bit of belt like, dangled down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was a real cool look.
You know what I had? I think my mum got them for me from Primark.
Yeah.
And they were like the ones where it wasn't like a belt buckle. It was like two loops, and you looped it in and looped it through. And I wore those for a good couple of years, I think until the end of uni maybe. And I think about the people I slept with at that time, undoing that.
The loop.
I'm thinking, what a mistake. Yeah. But it's too late. It's hard to pull out of the sleep with someone when you get to their belt. That's the a tough loops. One. To be like, let me just rip.
I remember this was really cool when we were really little. Like, obviously, like sort of like sagging your trousers, that was really in. Like, mm-hmm. You've got to wear your trousers real low with your box shorts. And I actually owned a pair of trousers that had sort of like boxer shorts stitched around the top.
My cousins had them. I remember.
Pretty cool. That's a cool look.
Very cool. You know what maybe only beats that in terms of the cool levels is the trousers with zips to make them shorts.
Oh, the jorts. Yeah.
Well, no, jorts is jean shorts.
Oh, okay.
But this is ones where you have a zip round the knees.
Activity trousers.
Yeah.
That's what my dad still wears.
your dad still works the zip offs.
Yeah, because that's a man who hasn't had sex in years.
Yeah, it's
forget
true.
Forget that's a thing.
I don't know if he still has them, to be fair.
That is.
Oh, maybe he's started changing.
Oh, maybe things have changed in his personal life.
No, it'd be interesting to know now that if you wore them unironically, would that still, has it, have we come full circle with the point? Well, if you went on a date with a girl, would you still be like, Major Rick, he was wearing zip-off trousers? Or would you be like, this guy's a maverick? Like, this guy's crazy.
Also, what level of celebrity could pull that off? Like, if Harry Styles wore them, would they come back into fashion? Yeah. Now everyone's wearing them.
Mm. Yeah, he could probably easily pull that off. But I'd like you to go on a date and then rock up to the date, and just before you sit down, she's looking at you. Sorry, just zip off your trousers.
On here.
Yeah. Other way, coming in shorts and be like, oh, didn't realise it was so formal, and then pull them out your bag, zip them back up.
Pull them out of a drawstring bag. Drawstring Puma bag.
Don't worry, I've got a
scarf. Wait, hang on, I've got I have a lot of strings all around you like that, and I'm taking that off, undo the drawstring, and you've got like a loose apple in there as well, and then two ends of the jeans.
Now that's
a show. I was never allowed that bag with the drawstrings.
Why?
Because my mum was like, oh no, it will cut into your shoulders. And everyone had them. And I really wanted that. I was also obviously not allowed the Jane Norman handbag, but I don't know if you guys will get that reference.
I know that, when you swear them on the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
on
cool.
The front.
Are you talking about from Jane Norman, the shop?
Yeah, and it just has Jane Norman.
Jane Norman written.
Yeah, but was that was a drawstring though, wasn't it?
No, that was just like a little handbag.
Oh,
but
I
I'm thinking
know.
Like the backpacks with like the tiny strings.
No.
Like Puma or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I know those ones. Yeah. But the one, Jane Norman for me was, people, but it was like a drawstring, but people used to have big, and it said Jane Norman in big letters, and girls used to wear it on the front, and it was like turquoise, and it was like a statement.
No, it was a handbag.
But then also. It was Just Do It bags. Do you remember those?
Yeah, they were teeny.
And that was it. That was the rule, was the smaller your bag, the more of a gangster you were.
The bigger the dick energy.
Well, not about big dick, but as in just like, don't fuck with that guy. Like,
his bag's tiny.
Not BDE, I don't know if he's
big dick energy.
They might be ugly as fuck. It's not about like I'm shagging. It's about that guy. If you bump into him, he'll knife.
Hang
you.
On, big dick energy doesn't mean that you actually have a big dick or that you shag a lot. It's just energy.
No, I think.
Well, I think it's suggested that you have a big dick.
I think big dick is more like cool. Whereas this is more like he's a nutter. Like he's got like all he's got is a knife in there, and he'll fuck.
Oh,
you
I see. I see.
Whereas me and the guys in my school, we all had big old bags. It wasn't uncommon for, especially the year sevens, to have those bags where it had like a
huge
handle.
Yeah.
Where a handle coming out like at the airport. Because their bag, because the books and it was so heavy.
Oh my God.
And there was this one guy, Zun, in our year. And people used to fuck with him by putting a handle up while he was wearing it. And his head was so strange. He would use his whole neck and he'd be able to put it all the way down by just craning his neck up and getting some purchase on it and then putting it down and his neck would go all the way back.
That's the difference between our education, that you had to have bags so big they had handles because of all the books you had to carry. I don't think I owned a book until I was about 16. I honestly don't think a single. We would have classes outside in the woods until we were about 15.
Jesus.
So, you know.
What was that book at 16?
We had folders, though.
Spider-Man or something.
Yeah.
folders.
Oh, yeah.
Like the big ones.
That's when it became clear that you had to use your locker in my school because You had so many big, thick lever arch files where you'd have to put it around. But you, this is all new to Tom. And because we had to do stuff called homework. And you have to put
my
it
locker was
like lever it, push the pages down, like, yeah, get that in there for your lever arch file.
The worst would be in like when you had all of your classes, like with the big folders, because like maths, you didn't have a binder, you had a book, but it'd be all of the other like humanities, but then you'd also have PE that day, and you'd also have food tech that day. Oh, mate, I don't know how crazy. I would like walk like holding
all that stuff
so much
when you're a kid.
No wonder I put my back out as a kid.
That's madness. My locker was just for my skateboard.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. We had a skate park at my school, and there was a ramp in it. Every time like a young kid wanted to like drop in, like everyone would like crowd around the ramp and be like, oh, and then like, sometimes they'd be all right, and sometimes they'd break their arm, and that's just the way, sort of like a badge of honor.
That's amazing. The old parents walked around that school, and the teachers went, and
there's a skate park.
And your parents went, nice,
nice, yeah.
That's good for his education,
mate. My school literally offered juggling as a class. A skate park was the last of their worries.
I'm so jealous of your upbringing.
That's one of those BBC News morning breakfast. Yeah. That's a little segment on. Now we're going to visit the only school in the country that offers juggling as an A-level.
Yeah.
A-level.
It wasn't offered as an A-level, but you could definitely do it on a Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. because that's when I did it.
How good are you at juggling?
I mean, I've got juggling down. That and, you know, obviously I had year 7 and 8 breakdance as well down. So
sorry?
Year 7 and 8 breakdance. I did that.
You did breakdance?
Yeah, I did that.
It was come
just,
to the live
it
show.
Was just watch, me and a load of other watch. and a load of Hong Kongese kids from Hong Kong.
What, you got them shipped in for this?
No.
What school was this?
They were just, there was a lot of international students, and all the guys from Hong Kong really like breakdance. It was just me and those dudes. We'd hang out. We had a little crew. Yeah.
We'd do
a little breakdance crew.
Tom and the Hong Kongs.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
I didn't know you'd call them Hong Kong. I thought you were saying Honky Knees.
Honky Knees.
That's what they call Tom.
No.
Look, there he is. Honky Knees. What's up? What's up?
Yeah, man.
Hong Kongese is what they're called, yeah.
So with juggling though, how much
I could juggle some balls.
No, but like how many?
I don't know,
is
like
your maximum?
Three definitely.
Yeah. Could you do five?
It's easier to do five than four.
Whoa, hello.
Yeah. Just because of the handling.
Can you do other objects as well?
Yeah, probably. At the live show I'll juggle three balls for everyone at the live show.
I think everyone should bring a thing that they want you to juggle.
I could ride a skateboard and juggle that. That's the thing I could do.
Ride in on the skateboard.
Yeah.
We should all ride in on a skateboard at the live show.
Okay.
A skateboard each. And Tom can be juggling.
Yeah.
Tom, I want you juggling scimitars or chainsaws.
Chainsaws would be cool.
Yeah.
On fire.
Phoebe, you could be doing a poem.
Okay. Quite bland.
I'll do comedy.
In comparison.
Yeah.
We'll all stick to our strengths.
Yeah. Right. Let's start. Worst week. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I can do it, mate. I had a pretty good week. I'd love a lovely week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll think of something bad.
Do you want me to start?
No, I'll get something.
Okay.
Oh, I watched Asteroid City. I didn't like that at all.
Did you? Bad. What?
No, not yet.
I thought it was
don't give anything away because I'm going to go and see it.
I'm not going to give it away. But I thought that film... I've been rarely sitting in a film in a cinema recently and thought, I'm not enjoying this.
I could walk out.
You posted it on your story, though.
Yeah, you wanted to seem cool.
What people thought of it.
Yeah.
I know, I've watched a lot of Wes Anderson. I wrote about Wes Anderson in my dissertation. But
did you?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
I don't remember.
He's just like a really cool guy. I know. I think I see a lot of myself in him.
It's were more interesting back then. Well,
what other Wes Andersons have you liked?
I've liked it a lot.
Did you like the most recent
Hotel.
One?
I liked the Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I like Moonrise Kingdom. I didn't love The Royal Tenenbaums.
What about the other one?
What, The French Dispatch? I didn't watch that one.
That one is one of my favourite films.
I heard mixed reviews on it. I was like, I can't be honest.
Grand Budapest is definitely the best.
Grand Budapest is great. And the Life Quite with Steve Zissou is very good.
So what did you not like about, or can you not say?
Well, I won't say. You watch it and let me know. I felt a bit ill yesterday.
Wow, you're never ill.
Right. You felt a bit ill. I'm surprised you don't have hay fever. You strike me as someone who has hay fever.
Do you know? No, You look, I've talked about a bear on the podcast, man.
You look like you've got
about you strike me as someone who's hateful. I've talked you've, about it like 3 weeks in a row.
Okay. You both
you strike me.
You both do, to
my
be fair.
Deduction tells yeah. me.
You've got a real hay fever vibe
to you. But you know what? I think hay fever has got easier in the last couple of weeks, but I've been using this thing. And this is, I've not been paid to say this. Bekanese. Okay. I got recommended it. I went on Bilal and Joey's podcast.
Yeah.
And that was, and you have to come with a problem. I said, my problem is hay fever.
Right.
And Bilal gave me like three solutions.
Right.
I just, whatever. And the only one that they had in the shop I got. And it has been very good. If you're struggling with hay fever, Bekanese. Try it. It's like a, it's bait. But it's, you squirt into your nose.
Mm.
And I tell you what, now I go over and stay at Luca's. I'm getting ready for bed. Squirt in the nose, Bekanese. Regaining the
Oh, man.
And I'm older than her.
Oh, man. That
so
is,
it's like.
That's some old man life.
Old boyfriend vibes.
Sorry.
It's my old boyfriend.
Ali's coming. He's just putting his Regain in. It's coming right now.
Do you want to have sex now? Do you want to put your Bekanese in? Oh, I'll have sex now because it gets sweaty and it's not good for the Regain.
Is it a cream then?
The Regain?
Mm.
Yeah, it's a foam you put in your hair.
Okay. And then you just keep it in?
Yeah, well, it's, you rub it in really quick, but it's every day and night. Same with brushing your teeth twice a day. Mm. So you just
I'm going Turkey. Well, that's what I'm doing.
You're fine. What are you?
I know, but eventually I'm going to go Turkey. If I go bald, I'll go Turkey. That's my plan.
You're going to do back. Everything. You may as well wait and do teeth, hair.
Yeah, do it all in one.
Yeah, true enough. Come back a different person.
Mm. Yeah. Get a tap.
Come back. A
couple of taps.
2018, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Before the child and the dog.
Yeah. The golden years, as some have said.
Also, in terms of a good week for the podcast in general, this was tweeted by a lady called Emily Lowe.
Okay.
I really love this podcast and would highly recommend you listen to it at Adif Pod. That's it. That's the tweet.
Okay.
And I looked at her and the best part is I don't think she's a bot.
Oh, really? A real human?
Goodness.
Wow. Real person.
Wow.
That's a first.
So thanks, Emily. Appreciate
Cheers.
You.
Yeah.
Love the love.
See, it's been a pretty decent week for me, to be fair.
It always is.
It's not always.
You know what?
I get existential issues.
I bumped into someone outside and they were like, what podcast are you producing? And I said, all I do is fail. And they were like, oh, those boys, they don't really fail anymore, do they? And I was like, no, it is just me.
Oh, we're failing.
Who said that?
Musin Yesalada. Friend
he's
of the pod.
He's being nice. Happy birthday,
yeah, he's
Musin.
Being nice.
Happy birthday, Musin.
Okay. Well, my fail, well, it's not really from... I don't know if I'm going to anger. I'll just say, look, I forgot to say this last week, so I'm using last week's fail, basically, ladies and gentlemen. But I got broken into. How about that?
That's mad.
My house got, attempted burglary going on. And I say broken into in a light way because my dad did leave the front door open slightly. And my dog went absolutely nuts, just barking the place down. And then my dad came downstairs and there was just a dude in the kitchen. Yeah. And then the guy panicked and he was like, sorry, I was just trying to alert you that your door was open and then just ran out.
That's amazing.
Didn't even bother calling the police, to be fair. Just like, what's the point?
But your dad's a big bloke, isn't he?
Big bloke. Yeah. But it's not the first time that I remember also once growing up, there was a guy like jingling with the door. Like he was trying to like get the back door open. And he had like a screwdriver in the lock and he was trying to like bring it out. And then we heard him doing it. We came downstairs and then I was like, look, he went like through the kitchen. And my dad went to the door at the back, but the lights were off like in the kitchen. So he couldn't see that my dad was coming. And then my dad got all the way to the door where he was and then just turned the light on. And he was just like there. And the guy was like, and he just legged it over the fence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the door actually open or did he like break his way in?
This time or that time? This time, no, the door was left open. My dad just forgot to left the door open. But the other time, no, it wasn't. He was just trying to break in.
Oh, wow.
I've been burgled. I'm just trying to think. Definitely attempted at least three times and burgled completely once. Yeah.
I've never been burgled, you know.
Touch all the wood you can.
Yeah, touch.
Touch yourself, Ali Woods.
Yeah, right now, I don't think anyone would. There's no. I think like breaking entry has really gone down for like our generation, because like none of us have got anything worth nicking, like a laptop. Yeah. That's it.
If you live in a shitty flat, then you won't get broken into.
Well, there we go.
That's not true.
No, but I also think people are like too socially anxious to burgle now, because in case they like bump into people.
I don't.
you think there's no burglars because of social anxiety?
Because
these burglars are very.
People don't want to leave the house as much. They're not out and about as much.
So they're breaking in. So their job is to break into homes, but they are struggling because they're so nervous around people.
not necessarily that, but like, no one's going out as much, do they? Oh, so there's a lot more cybercrime. They'll more likely stay at home.
Yeah, try and get your bank
and cybercrime you.
Oh, right. You mean the people are staying at home because of social anxiety and so burglars can't go in?
No, no, I did mean the burglars.
Oh, right, okay.
You were right the first time.
I don't think the burglars are stopping. I think there's much more likely the burglars have said it's not as a lucrative industry as it once was.
Burglars being like, oh, I don't want to do it because what if I get caught and they want to talk to me?
Yeah.
And I have to make chit chat. Yeah, that's the horrible thing ever.
Because they might, because this day and age, like, you know, people want to talk through things. They might be like, why did you do, are you okay? Why did
that's
you
what
do
you
this?
Do. That's what you do. You have the energy, Phoebe, of some. Have you seen those memes with like Drake the kind of guy to be like? Have you
yeah,
seen those
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like Drake the kind of guy to finish laughing and then go with his friends, I needed this. That's the energy you have, Phoebe.
That and is that, my energy.
There's, but there's one awful. Specifically where Jake the kind of guy, and this is Phoebe the kind of guy who the school would go up to the school shooter and go, this isn't you. That would be you with the burglar.
Yeah.
You'd sit, have a cup of tea with him.
You'd end up dating him.
Yeah.
if he was fit.
Yeah, well.
He's
well,
a fit, no, he's a proper fit burglar, mate.
That's not true.
All right, Phoebe, what's your worst week gone?
Oh, yeah, my worst week. So I'd just like to carry on from last week. You know how last week I was like, oh, I don't have any water in my flat?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so
every week.
Mm-hmm. That got worse.
Oh, how can it get worse?
So yeah, surely fire. None. Zero.
But the tap and just fire comes up.
What?
Trying to have a shower. It's just like
sand
a
coming out. What the? What could be worse than
bees? Bees twisting up. Don't twist it up. Just come out. I got bees in the pipes. Yeah, the plumber said we got bees in the pipes. Phoebe's new album, Bees in the Pipes by Phoebe.
Bees in the Pipes.
So what could be worse?
Well, then the water did come back apparently.
Okay.
But then it went, and it went for the whole building. And I was still here. I was at work, and it was a hot day. I was quite sweaty. I really wanted to shower. And my housemate went out and bought big 3-litre bottles of water, one for us each. And so that was supposed to last us the night.
Oh.
Or shower, running water, like drinking water.
Wow.
Tap, like everything, okay. Washing up. So we each had a 3-litre bottle.
Yeah.
It did come back on that night, which is good because I'm surprised that it was off for as long as it was because we were a massive block.
Yeah.
Apparently it was another block nearby as well. And I didn't realise this, but there's a law that you can't turn the water off in a massive block for over 24 hours.
Yeah, I can believe that. That yeah, you can't
that's
do
what
that.
I was telling you. That's what I was telling you last time.
Thames water may go under.
That's the law then. But yeah, water can't be just off for the foreseeable.
Well, yeah, and then I watched the news last night and it said Thames water's going to go under.
Yeah, it's going to go under, yeah.
It's like... What do I do at this water. Point?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Thames water could just completely fold.
Yeah.
So it's just another thing to add to the long list of reasons that this country's fucked is that the only water supplier may go under.
I looked at the Thames, there's bare water, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about, man? It's just a little paddling pool.
I think a lot of the pipes, the issue is a lot of the pipes are like from the 1800s.
Victorian era.
Yeah, though. And like that, now they're all breaking and they're like, oh shit, that's a problem.
Well, they said to us that the reason why is because we've got Victorian plumbing.
Yeah.
Who's in
that?
Our flat. But I've got more for my week.
Okay.
So the reason why as well I was quite stressed is because I, on that Thursday night, thinking, oh God, I need to shower. It's because I had to get up early on Friday to go and have a hospital appointment for my wrist.
Oh, your carpal tunnel?
Yeah, or like tendonitis, something. I've done something. And listen to what I have to do. Okay, so I have to ice my wrist every 4 hours.
Whoa. Yeah, fair.
And I have to do these exercises for 20 to 30 minutes every 1 to 2 hours.
What are the exercises?
Can't be done.
Well, I can't do that, can I? I don't have time in the day. Like that leaves me with literally no...
Every hour?
Yeah.
That's insane. What sort of doctor's prescribing this? Yeah, no, it's just easily fixable. You just got to do this, right? Half of your life...
Yeah.
Is on ice.
Sleeping as well.
Wake up
every half hour and you just got to do these techniques.
Yeah, and that was for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks?
Jesus.
This doctor's having a mare.
Yeah,
you need to get, that is, no, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but obviously I haven't been able to do
it. What are the exercises? What you got to do?
Oh, you know, a bit of a bit of this.
Yeah.
A bit of, putting my hand into a fist and okay. putting it down.
Audio description.
Just what you need to get is.
Phoebe puts her hand into a fist, moves it up and rotates it clockwise.
Yeah, basically.
Get yourself a stress ball and just have a go on that.
Okay.
That's my advice.
I'll take your
advice. From Dr. Tom. He's solid. There you go. Bit of that.
Stress ball, £1 down Wembley Market. It's done. Enough for this fancy physiotherapy.
Yeah,
nonsense, mate.
Ice, I'm just trying to think of how you can do that. You could just get a cup of ice every time you sat down and just put your hand in it.
I could do, yeah. Yeah, I could do. I did say this to the...
Without your jorts.
To the doctor. I was like, I don't think you understand. Like, I can't really... Well, this was the other thing. I was like, look, I can't really do that. And she was like, well, do you want your wrist to be fixed? And I was like, look... I get that. I understand that I do need to put some things on pause because it's definitely inflamed from like using my phone so much for work and things like that. But I did say, look, I can't do it for every 4 hours. And she was like, well, twice a day should be enough. So I think I can do everything twice a day.
All right. Yeah.
It should be fine.
You'll be all right.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's annoying, but you know.
Yeah. I'm just really hoping because also it's my right hand and I do everything with that. And at the moment I'm like, sometimes it's spasming and I'm like dropping things almost.
Oh my God.
It's bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
Jesus.
Won't give anyone
a hand job.
Your baby.
Mm. Well, it could make a hand job more fun.
Well, I don't know. It depends how much you spam.
It's like, well, yeah, it depends on the rhythm. Isn't it fun to like change up the rhythm? I don't know.
I don't know.
I've been very few people with good hand jobs.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Men say this, but then secretly they're like,
well, I mean, it's nice for someone touching your dick. I'm not going to say that's. I'm not going to argue with that.
I think it's more that you enjoy the penis touching, but in general, you could do it better. I don't think you've not met many people who could probably do it better than you could do it.
But that's the same everything. The other way.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's definitely.
But head that's is I do it because sort of you like can't this. Give yourself head. So that's yeah. why. That's good.
Oh, you can sometimes. I've seen a picture of a guy doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
I bet you did. I bet he showed you at the festival. Yeah.
No, it was a guy at school.
There's always one dude at school. Why is that? There's always one dude at school who can suck his own dick.
Yeah.
Mate, there's always some. There's always.
I think he had a surgery and his something to do with his ribs, so he didn't have.
It's always. It's always.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
I think, isn't it?
It's always. Oh.
Marilyn Manson got two ribs removed, so he could suck his own dick.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of that, but then because he had something with his ribs, then he.
Okay.
Tried it. I don't know what happened. Something happened with his ribs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think if you just do enough stretching, you can just do it.
So you got. Yeah, no water and your wrist. Is there anything?
Yeah,
else?
I mean, this morning I
had a breakdown.
Well, no, that was last week. Oh. But I don't know. I didn't know whether I was going to say this. I can say it, and then we can always cut it out.
Okay.
So I went back to stay at my parents' house because last night, because I was just feeling a bit. There was lots of different things. It was all getting on top of me, mental health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. And this morning. I woke up, I wanted to go for a wee, as most people do in the morning, mm-hmm. and both my brother and my dad were in the two bathrooms that we have in our house, and they had been in there for a while, and they weren't going to come out anytime soon. And my mum said to me, oh, just go and wee in the bottom of the garden. And but the thing is, the way that she said it, I'm like, how many times has my mum been forced to go and wee in the bottom of the garden because the boys... in our house are like, yeah, exactly. So that's how I started my day. I went and weed at the bottom of my mum's garden.
My God.
That's a low point, but
that's
you know.
Bad, nice in summer. Nice in summer,
yeah.
though. At least.
It's not winter raining.
It was raining. It was raining this morning. Oh it was raining on me.
Well, at least that hides the sort of self-cleaning.
And part. I felt like I was at Glastonbury after all.
Yeah, that's good.
Hmm. Yeah, so there's something. There's something to take away from all this.
Okay, guys do like a long shit.
Yeah. They're mainly on their phones, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I was also say I do remember something else about my week that was bad.
Okay.
Mm.
I had to get a coach up to Leeds and back. Coach up was fine. On the way back, I got the whole back row to myself, by the way.
I saw that story. I was quite
sick.
Excited for
once you sat the back row like
whole back row.
Yeah.
I was like these fucking
did you lie down across it?
No, that's
no, it's safety.
There's nothing cooler than getting the back row on a school trip.
Yeah. With no friends.
Yeah.
And but on the way back, the aircon didn't work.
Oh.
And at first, it was sort of fine. It was warm, but it was fine. And because the coach set off at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But as the day went on,
it
got bad. It got so bad to the point where we just stopped at a random service station because it was like, we need to get off because we need to try and fix this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they were basically like, if someone
it's illegal.
Faints or dies on here. But we were about 45 minutes away from the final stop. And I was sweating through my shins.
Now, I've never done this before, but my trousers were wet.
Wow, okay, that's
serious. I got a picture
wet.
Of how I came
saw,
into
I saw
London.
The picture. That's mad.
But it got worse after that. I was annoyed I posted that picture because it got worse because that was... So then we stopped for half an hour. They're like, we got to fix this. And then I think they just got a call being like, you can just go ahead. And they just went, fuck it. And we all went back on and just plowed through the... No aircon. And it was tough.
Oh.
It was tough. I was glad I had the back row
to yourself
because if I was sat amateurs. Next to some Chewbacca bloke, there's no way I would have died.
I hate that. I hate that more than anything.
I got back into London drenched.
Sweat through your shins. Shin sweat.
Shin sweat.
No.
Serious.
I can't be.
Serious. through the trousers, you could see.
Like proper deep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was wearing tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
Black
jeans.
Yeah, black jeans.
Right.
That was bad.
Okay. I guess Phoebe kind of win because you didn't have any water and you had to go home.
Yeah, Phoebe wins. Yeah. Obviously.
Hey, it's happening again.
That's like losing 4-0 and getting one goal at the end.
Yeah.
And being like, well, it's something to build on. But obviously, Phoebe just destroyed us again.
Honestly, when I have a bad week, though, I'm like, I've got this, I can win.
Good content.
No, not even content, just, you know, I can,
yeah.
can win back.
Let's move on to Agony Uncle.
This is part of the show where you send us your problems and we bloody go well ahead and solve them.
Yep.
That's what happens here. Hi, Adif. I have an Agony Uncle.
Okay.
That's what we're here for.
Oof.
A close friend of mine's girlfriend is forcing him to cut me out. She's very controlling, brackets, monitors his texts, phone calls, and social media, brackets, and is aggressive. She's been arrested for concussing him in the past.
Oh.
Oh.
He went ahead and got her preggo.
Oh.
And that means pregnant.
Yeah.
So she's tightening the reins on our friendship. She doesn't like me because to be honest, I'm not afraid to tell him she is toxic and abusive as fuck. I don't want to give up on my friend, but don't have many options here. What would you do?
Fuck.
I wouldn't. It's a difficult one because once you've got someone preggo, that's a whole other dynamic that you're bringing into that situation.
Could we get her arrested again for something more serious?
It sounds like dealing
heroin.
To be honest, it sounds like she's gonna be abusive again. So that's not. It sounds like this is not gonna be a one-stop shop. And
why is it always
happening?
The worst ones that spawn as well?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that poor baby.
Yeah. Well. Maybe you've got to say to your friend, let's just leave it.
What, just
walk out the door and
just go?
Just fuck off.
No, so you've got to still be a responsible parent there. So that's a difficult one.
Do we even know it's his? I mean, with her.
Oh,
this is
curveball.
This is could be.
Where's Jeremy Kyle? He would have helped this whole situation.
We need a DNA test. Down 100%.
Not
yours. Yeah. You're not the dad.
Yeah. When it comes to Deshaun Way,
you are not the father.
Leon, you are not the father.
Backflip. Ooh. I told you.
I told you.
I told you. My favorite is like when the mum like runs off. She like runs around the back. Yeah.
Runs down the back.
Yeah. They're like, oh. What a mad show.
When it comes to two-year-old Daryl Andro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this very serious situation.
DNA test, I would say. That's
Why
make sure it is yours.
Get her pregnant?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done.
Was it by choice?
No, maybe she's popped the condoms. Mm. Maybe she's put holes in the condoms.
Maybe.
These things can just happen.
Are there other friends that are...
Speaking from experience.
Why the hell would he get her pregnant? Why would you get your girlfriend pregnant?
Yeah.
What a stupid, idiotic thing to do.
Yeah, but your girlfriend that's hit you to a point that you're concussed.
So, what do we generally do, guys? So your friend is in an abusive relationship and they're pregnant and the partner is trying to phase you out.
But are there other friends, basically, are there other friends that will sit with you and like sit down and just be like, dude, this is, you know, be able to have a straight talking conversation. It sounds like this is the only friend that is telling it how it is. But if you can get anyone else to support and like talk to this guy or get his mum, anyone. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Is that what you're thinking? Go intervention route.
Yeah, just sit
but his options are now quite limited because they're having a baby. He's still going to have to be in her life and around and... He presumably will want you're getting into very messy territory about custody and seeing child, and it gets difficult once there's a baby there. Let's not pretend.
That's why Tom's still around.
Yeah. We've gone to Mexico many a year ago.
This has taken a very sincere tone.
Yeah.
It gets difficult.
Yeah.
It's a sigh every
honestly,
time.
Honestly, when...
Not what you think. When you got a baby. You're going to have to be a dad. So...
Fucking baby.
Yeah. I think you need to have a stern conversation with him and just... And be like, look, mate, she's not good for you. You need to work it out between the pair of you, a custody agreement. Or you're going to stay with her and she must stop her ways. That's it.
Maybe you options. Sign him up for like assertiveness training.
Assertiveness training?
So
is that
he could
thing?
Assert his boundaries with her.
Oh. Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah, sure you can.
Assertiveness training?
Yeah.
No idea.
That sounds mad.
I haven't been, so I don't know how to assert myself in
so
this situation.
So you can say no and things.
Yeah. Did you go?
A friend of mine just gave me a lesson once.
Oh.
Unprompted.
Unprompted.
Non-consensual.
She was like, you need this.
Yeah. she's been through assertive training.
Yeah.
No, she had.
Yeah, but she's clearly. Cause
I see.
It. What is assertive training? Is that like a real medical thing, or is that just like a class that someone's running?
No, it is more like a. It just helps you to understand your boundaries and then assert them and maintain them.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, get some assertiveness training and have a word with her. He needs to have a conversation with her and be like, this can't go on no more. Because that's it, isn't it? Like, you're having a baby, so you are going to be in each other's lives, but you need to say, we're going our separate ways if this is going to carry on abusively. Mm-hmm. Abusiveness.
Yeah, maybe intervention.
You don't want to bring a baby into an abusive household either.
Too
How
late.
Do we know that she's not going to do the same for the baby?
Yeah, but it's too late. Like, the baby's already coming, so...
Can we like, tie her tubes or
once,
something?
Once the baby's there, you're on that train, and you just got to ride it. Into the night and hope the destination is a good place and not a dark, horrible, punchy place.
Yeah.
Mm. That is all. That is my
best of luck to everyone.
Three words: Fathers for Justice.
Mm.
Give them a bell.
Give them a ring.
What they
a belt?
Give them a bell.
Bell.
Oh.
See what they say.
Get a couple of Spider-Mans in there.
Yes.
You know? Get a couple of.
It is tough, though. I don't think I've ever had it where. My friend's partner is trying to get rid of me.
Get rid of you?
Yeah.
Well, you would.
When they've been abusive and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
Because I'm normally not turning up for stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's gigs to be done.
You're like, oh, I can't
there's
help you.
There's basements in East London to perform to.
You've got 100 missed texts of mates being like, mate, I could really use you. You're like, sorry, mate. So I've got to go for 5 minutes.
I don't
in Bournemouth.
I don't even see them. I put them in, it goes into a separate folder. I have work, life, and life is the auxiliary one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is tough. I think there's the other side is to just continue being around him. Just continue being around.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least you're in his ear. At least you're about and not try and force anything.
Yeah.
Because sometimes these things work themselves out. Sometimes he might realize or it might just boil over.
Yeah.
And then you can at least be there for him.
I would say in general.
That's the two routes, I'd say.
I'd say stay around because this doesn't sound like it's going to be a one-off thing. If she's already been arrested for assaulting him, I don't think chucking a baby in the mix will make life less stressful. I would say it's going to become more stressful, and if there is any abuse going on, it's only going to be amplified. Anyway, what a boring, somber tone of this podcast.
Go to proper channels maybe and not to Adith as well.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
Sorry, this isn't a proper channel.
What do you want about proper channels?
I'll tell you.
Oh,
what.
Yeah, go to that Peter Crouch and his wife podcast with it or some shit. You
I
know,
was thinking what social services.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Peter Crouch.
Well, I don't want social services, but it sounds shit.
Oh, it's
shit
someone podcast. Off of Love Island and someone off some other show, and they're solving problems. That podcast, fuck off.
So the other option is, I think we'll have to offer them is three of you come to the live show 24th of July, and we'll settle it on stage.
MMA fight.
I was thinking more Jeremy Carl, but maybe we could do it.
Okay.
But one of the ladies is pregnant. So that's a handicap. Maybe someone has to just use one.
Well, that's a 2-on-1 fight. So she's...
Someone taking the punches.
Yeah. I don't like, yeah, little MMA brawl or, yeah, Jeremy Carl. We could do, yeah, you're not the father at the live show. That would be brilliant. You are not...
When it comes to 18-month-year-old Ladashley.
You are not the mother. Yeah.
Jolie, you are.
In all seriousness, if you want to be the grand finale to our live show, then we're all willing to make that happen for you.
We get audience involved. Audience vote.
Yeah, they can just vote. They can just vote, and you have to go with whatever the audience vote on.
They can come and boo this lady.
Yeah.
She walks on with the bump.
Pregnant lady. Boo. Boo.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I am who I am. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. That's going to add a bit of spice to the live show.
But I think also, as another option, Phoebe's right. There are social services things. If you're worried about your friend, then I think you could give them a ring.
I think they
come around, they go around and they shoot her.
Yeah.
That's what social services does. They go around and kill whoever you want. Mm-hmm. Social services.
The SS.
The SS.
The SS. That's so unnecessary. The SS.
Social services.
Oh,
sorry, dyslexia over here.
Sorry, yeah. So what's Nazis got to do with it?
Yeah. All right,
it's a good joke, actually.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to our final section, which is, of course, fail mail.
Okay, talking of the SS, we asked you what was the most illegal thing you've ever done.
Very true.
What's the ADIF pod account saying, Ali?
Well, it's saying this. Fail mail. I once walked across an international border in Africa, a crocodile-infested river with uni mates, with nothing but a backpack to go on safari for the weekend at our friend's game lodge. The guy who hit
our... Sorry, is this the richest person ever? Who is this? Well, we're at the game lodge in Africa.
I've got to keep it anonymous. I can't say the name, but it ends with the third.
Okay.
The guy who hit our car at the border was called Jungle Jim. For legal reasons, this is purely hypothetical. I am a lawyer.
Whoa. Ooh. Okay.
So thank you very much for sending that one in. Let me just get to the archives because it's been over a day. I'll do the 80 ones in a row. There's not many here. So, drugs, someone said. Taken two potatoes out of a bag because I only needed two. Why aren't they sold separately?
Fair. I think they might be.
They are.
Yeah.
Shagging my ex's stepmom.
Oh, yeah.
They have said... ex before the shagging, so they broke up, but then they went back for the stepmom.
Yeah, mate, that is incredible.
That's still bad.
That's the stepmom. I want to hear the story.
Yeah, please.
How
next
did you even
week?
See the stepmom after breaking up with the ex?
Please, whoever you are, give us the deets on that, and we'll read it out next week because I need to know the stepmom deets. Okay, so I've got I was gay in a Middle East country, punishable by death. Ooh. So
pretty good.
Yep.
Someone said no comment, officer.
No. Ooh. I smuggled melatonin from Canada and Romania. I don't even think melatonin is illegal. I think it's.
But that is weird, though. What the fuck's going on there? So people are using that to get more tanned. No, melatonin. I'm thinking melanin. Melatonin's in the bone.
Yeah.
But that must be. I mean, it must be some dark surgery going on somewhere. Haven't paid for parking since 2019.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's good going.
Sat someone else's exams. It's pretty impressive you can do that. Watch TV without TV license.
Classic.
I once took a goldfish to a camping site that allowed no pets.
Whoa. What the fuck are you taking a goldfish around for?
Yeah, it's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
Dined and dashed on a €60 tab.
Oof. Okay.
I think I've got one here that's all three in a row.
Okay.
Got caught smoking weed in Venice, took our ID and said we'd be banned from Italy. Then again, same coppers found us an hour later, far more stoned than before, still in Venice, eating gelato. And then after that, brother tried bribing the police with a fiver.
Fiver, oh my God. Someone's just said, nearly killed a man.
Ooh. Okay.
So that probably works for social services.
We'd like to know the deets as well on that, if you want to send them in. Post a tweet during the Turkish Gezi protests.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Drove my car on LSD and ketamine.
Ooh.
That's your ex getting in touch. Oh. crashed parents' car into the neighbor's hedge. It's quite serious.
Yeah. Stole a pack of soft nits when aged 12. Still have sleepless nights reliving the moment.
Oh my God. Aww. As you should be.
Yeah.
Regularly smuggle bacon back to Sweden post Brexit.
What?
I didn't know. But I guess you're not allowed to take bacon.
Maybe you have to declare goods or something.
Yeah. Claire food. Mm-hmm. But do they not have bacon in Sweden?
Maybe it's just not the same.
Maybe it's not as good as the good British Tesco bacon they're doing here.
What's the most illegal thing you've ever done? You've probably never broken the law in your life, have you?
No, I have. I've stolen a couple bits before. I've stolen a couple chocolate bars.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You lunatic. Yeah. I didn't think you'd have that in you, to be honest.
Got on some trains without paying.
Oh!
I think I got caught out for that recently.
Oh.
Actually, yeah. I don't know that I should say this on the pod in case. No one's going to hear this.
I was with my mate as we did it. He did El Clasico and stole you. That was such a big thing, like nick your parents' car when you were like 15, 16.
Really?
Yeah. And like he normally, like people are like, oh, went for a joyride and then like parked it back up. They didn't even know. It's like, we made it all the way to the bottom of the street before he smashed it into a lamppost.
Oh my and then God. What the hell? Could he not drive then?
We were 15, 16. And then there was like me and a few others. Obviously, we all just ran. We were like, ran. And then we were like, neighbors started to come out and be like, well, there's, yeah. And so we were like, oh shit. So then we had to go back into my mate Ezra's house. And I just heard him go upstairs to tell his dad. This is the middle of the night. And he just heard like a really like sad, like muffled, like, and he just heard his dad being like waking up, be like, and then the next thing I see is Ezra run down the stairs, and then he ran past us in the kitchen. He ran out the front door, and then like a second later, his dad completely naked running after him. Just completely stark bullet naked in the middle of the night. Classic times.
Oh man. Phoebe, what are you done anything?
Well, I just said I got caught out by Trainline recently for kind of being naughty. Like, you know when you can request a refund on tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I've technically gone on the journey, but the barriers were up. So I just claimed a refund back on the ticket.
What, and they caught you?
No, and then I tried to do it again recently because I genuinely needed a refund and they wouldn't let me and they were like, your account's suspended for refunds, and then they were like, we've sorted it and we're going to be monitoring your account though. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, yeah, we're not the craziest.
Not the maddest criminals.
No, well, we got away with it. That's good.
Yeah.
Oof.
But if you don't want to do something that's legal and fun, I'll tell you what you can do.
Adif Pod live show.
Adif Pod live show, 24th of July. Phoebe was generally looking at me like, what, Ali?
Yeah.
No, I knew where you were going.
Can we do it together? That sounds fun.
I'll be there.
Whatever this is, it sounds fun.
I thought you were going to say like fresh water swimming.
Yeah, you know you were. Well, you just want water.
Phoebe's going to be there. Also, guys, can I just say, we want you to bring your fails. This is going to be an interactive experience. Mm. If anyone was at the last live show, they know what it's about. Bring your fails. We want to solve your problems live on stage in a funny, fun way.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Rumours of GCSE Lucas could be making a comeback. We'll see.
We'll see.
But otherwise, look, until that time, look after yourselves. Stay safe out there.
Adios.
Thank you very much to all the Patreons. Really appreciate you. 24th of July. Put it in your calendars. Link will be up soon. If it's not already, you can check it out on the Adif socials. See if it's up. And if it is up, get your ticket now. Thank you very much.
Boop, boop, boop.
Bye-bye.
Bye.